Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Good morning to all of you joining us locally by radio and streaming online. We appreciate you tuning in. Today is Sunday, February 25th, 2018. I'm your host, Maddie Love, and joining us via phone is Dave Silverman, president of American Atheists. This is an open conversation. We welcome and encourage listener interaction with your phone calls to 952-946-6205, your emails to radio at mnatheist.org, tweet us at Atheist Talk, or send us a message over at facebook.com/atheisttalk. Dave, thank you so much for coming on the air with me this fine Sunday morning, because why should we let Christians be the only ones awake on a Sunday morning?
Well, you know what, Maddie? Sitting on the phone and talking with you about atheism is a hell of a lot easier and better and more fun to me than sitting in any church doing anything at all. So I think I got a good bargain here.
Yeah, you know, I sat in my fair number of churches when I was a fundy, and this is much, much more fun.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I used to have to go to Hebrew school on Sunday morning, and it was, I always felt so ripped off that I had to go to Hebrew school on Sunday morning because I was always an atheist, and now that I'm free of that, I guess I kind of relish Sundays being free more because I went through that as a kid. I think I like Sundays. I kind of, you know, sitting in my pajamas on at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning talking on the phone is kind of, I don't know, there's a satisfaction to it. There's a happiness to it that is a holdover from the days when I was forced to get up early and put on clothes and go to Hebrew school on Sunday morning.
Well, I have the best of both worlds because I'm actually sitting in scrubs right now, which are kind of like pajamas because I just got off work. So,
but oh, well.
So this is my first tangent, I guess, is I am confused. I thought Hebrew school would have been on Saturday.
No? Hebrew school would have been on Sunday because Saturday is, of course, the Sabbath. Friday night to Saturday night is the Sabbath. I'm not supposed to work Friday night to Saturday night. So even though I was a Reformed Jew and we didn't do that, we didn't do the not traveling on Sabbath thing, Hebrew school was on Sunday because at least it wasn't on the Sabbath.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't have to pay attention to stupid religious rules. All right, so you're the president of American Atheists, and I realize this may sound like a really silly question to much of our audience, but who or what is American Atheists?
So American Atheists is America's oldest nonprofit organization by and for atheists. We were founded in 1963 by Madeline Murray O'Hare, and we are the movement's leader as far as firebrand atheism. We are the edge of the sword. We're the Marines of the free thought movement. We're the ones who say the things that need to be said and do the things that need to be done, even if they're politically incorrect, to get the message across and to help the country realize that there is no God and that following religious leaders is a fallacy and a foolish, a foolhardy endeavor. We are not afraid to make people angry. We know that indoctrination makes people angry when they hear things that they don't want to hear that goes against that indoctrination. It's natural. It's normal. And it's going to happen anyways. But what a lot of people don't understand is that, yes, American Atheists is the firebrand atheists. We are the ones, we are the hardliners, and we are, the stereotypical bad guy atheists. But we're good folks. And the reason that we do it, and what most people don't understand, is that the heart of firebrand atheism, the underlying cause of firebrand atheism, is love and compassion for our fellow person. Religion is a con and a scam and a lie, just like tarot cards, just like homeopathy, just like psychics. And if you've got somebody who is convinced that any of those things are real, it's a good thing to help them free of it. And if they say, no, I've been believing in psychics my whole life. My mother believed in psychics. My grandmother believed in psychics. And I believe in psychics. It's still a good thing to tell that person that psychics aren't real. They might hate you for saying it, but it's still something that they need to hear. It's still something that they need to hear as far as tarot cards and astrology. It's still something that they should hear and that it's a respectful thing to tell them. And religion is exactly the same thing. The only reason that anybody puts religion in a separate category from all those other things is because of the religious indoctrination that we've been subjected to as children. And what a lot of people don't realize, a lot of atheists don't realize, is that giving up on the dogma that there's a God is not the end of your journey away from indoctrination. The rest of your indoctrination includes other lies, such as religion is good, religion deserves protection, religion deserves respect, religion has value. All of those things are also lies. They are also indoctrination, and they are still in a lot of atheists. And that's why we need to put things in perspective. We need to show people that religion and homeopathy and all of the other scams are exactly equal. And the only reason that we protect religion is because religion told us to protect religion, and we're still doing that. So when we at American Atheists go out and we put up billboards and we file lawsuits to take away religious privilege in this country, yes, sometimes we use language that religion would rather us not use. We still use it because we're not pushed by religion. We're not bound by religion. And by the way, religion doesn't want us to use those words because those words are right, and because those words are important, and because those words have an impact. When you call religion a lie and a con and a scam, which it is, you help people, even if they hate hearing it.
Yeah, you know, that took me a long time to learn. But, you know, all I got from pastors and other church members was just basically disinformation at the time about what atheists even were and just like what even atheists believed. You know, for the longest time, I thought, oh, atheists are just angry at God. I was like, it wasn't until coming out, it was like, that is such a tired old trope. Atheists don't even believe in God. Why would they be mad at God?
Well, and why would we? It's exactly the same as saying atheists are mad at Zeus. Atheists are mad at Thor. So when you hear things like that, atheists are mad at God, the first thing that you should do is take yourself out. That is a part of the indoctrination. Take yourself out of the Boolean expression. It's not one God. Okay, there's thousands of gods out there. So it's not atheists don't believe in God. Atheists don't believe in any gods. And that changes the subject. That changes the topic. It changes the entire sentence. And it also changes your mindset. Because, no, we don't believe in any gods. But if we're talking about, oh, I don't believe in God, I'm actually talking about one specific god named God, with a really stupid name, by the way, a god named God. But it's like calling your kid or your dog, right? But there's lots of gods out there. It just so happens that we all, by reflex, talk about the God that our parents believed in, which is indoctrination. That is indoctrination. The fact that we are talking about God as there's only one choice is a product of the indoctrination that we've all received. And if we're still thinking like that, then we're still a subject of that indoctrination. And it's really important that, in my opinion, it's really important that atheists realize that they were indoctrinated into a lot of wrong ideas by their church. One of those wrong ideas was there is a God. Other ideas are that this God is the only God worth talking about, and that there are no other gods, and that the religion is relevant, and religion deserves protection. And, oh, your mother would just die if you talked to her about atheism. Guess what? Your mother will be just fine. Grandma, if you tell Grandma the truth, I'll tell you what's not going to happen. Fred Sanford is not going to happen. She's not going to clutch her chest, reach up to the sky and say, oh, my goodness, I'm coming, and drop dead. This is actually not going to happen. You'll be surprised. You know what? Maddie, I'm 51 years old right now, and in my brain, I'm still 30, maybe 25. And in my past 25 years, I've realized that old people, and I'm not old, but I'm older, right? I'm middle-aged, but I'm certainly not old in my head. But I can tell you right now, as a middle-aged person, I can tell you that old people are the same as young people, and they'll be fine. And they have brains, and they're intelligent, and they're not going to fall over and keel over. Your religion has told you that they will.
Oh, totally.
Your religion has told you that it's important for you to maintain a facade. Your religion has told you that it's disrespectful to tell the truth, but it's not. It's respectful to tell the truth. It's disrespectful to assume they can't handle it.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I'm a trans person, and you know, when I first came out, I thought older people were going to have the people I was going to have an issue with. No. I have no problems with older people because most of them either don't care, or they're, as you're saying, that they care about what the truth is. Like, which is weird, but it's also weird to think about, like, the older people are just younger people with more wrinkles. Like, you know?
That's exactly. It really is true. Older people are just younger people with more wrinkles. And, you know, a lot of people think old people that go through some sort of weird metamorphosis where they can't handle change, or they can't handle the truth. And, you know, I'm not there yet. I have a 21-year-old trans child as well, and I would never want them to come to me, or to rather not come to me, because they think I couldn't handle the truth. I mean, how disrespectful of me would that be? How bad would that? How angry would I be? What in the world could they tell me? Okay, they're converting to become a Catholic nun. They're joining a cult. They're doing something. I don't know. They're becoming a homeopathic practitioner. I don't know what they could say, right? None of that stuff would make me as angry as them not telling me because they didn't think I could handle it.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a lot of kids. I would feel like I failed as a parent. In fact, I remember when my son came out as Christian, he's trans as well. We sat down and I said, you know, Drake, you know, you came out to me once. It's okay. I'll love you even if you love Jesus. So, all right. So we need to go to a break. We will catch you in just a few minutes. When we return, I want to take a few minutes. I want to discuss the upcoming American Atheist Convention and why Dave should give me free passes. Please stay with us and we'll return with our guest, Dave Silverman, president of American Atheists. You're listening to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
And the first sentence of his email said, I'd like to stay anonymous. And the second sentence said, I'd like to donate $1 million to the Global Good Fund. Where should I send the check?
I'm Tony Lloyd, and I'm the host of the brand new show, Social Entrepreneur. If you love stories that engage, inform, and inspire, you don't want to miss it. Join us every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Join me for brunch after the Blue State Ball on Sunday, March 11th. It's your chance to pick my brain about all the big political issues over a delicious brunch at the Nicolet Island Inn with a handful of other AM 950 listeners. Tickets will be available at a silent auction during the Blue State Ball, but if you want to guarantee your spot at the brunch, we have a limited number of tickets you can pre-purchase now for $150. Just call 952-946-8885. Details at am950radio.com.
This is Ken Hagland of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our brand new show, airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. The Minnesota Hospice Show looks forward to discussing how we honor life and to exploring the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional issues we experience throughout all stages of life. Learn how hospice is the new face of hope and how it's your benefit, your choice. Join us Saturdays at noon and check us out online at minnesotahospice.com.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe and I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and Francine Dinah. If you've never been to Cucumbers, it's a buffet-style restaurant with a huge variety of salads, homemade soups, bakery items, and hot entrees that change daily and nightly, plus our always fresh fruit and delicious ice cream. We're open for lunch and dinner, but Sunday brunch is my favorite time at Cucumbers. With scrambled eggs, waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, baked ham, chicken fajitas, brunch potatoes, warm gooey cinnamon rolls, and many other items to choose from, it's no wonder why Cucumbers has always been a popular Sunday destination. So whether you're looking to skip Mass, someplace to go after Mass, or just great food to maintain your Mass, Cucumbers is the answer to your prayers. Bring in your church bulletin or Minnesota Atheist newsletter and receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
Thank you.
Welcome back to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're tuned into Atheist Talk. I'm your host, Maddie Love, talking to the president of American Atheists, Dave Silverman. Before we get back to the show, I want to remind everyone listening live that immediately following Atheist Talk, you can listen to American Atheist Viewpoint, an official production from American Atheists. This week, Nick Fish, National Program Director for American Atheists, discusses how the Florida State Legislature, with Parkland High students in attendance, decided the most important item on their agenda was to make sure In God We Trust was on every school. If you miss an episode live, you can always catch American Atheist Viewpoint by subscribing to the podcast version in Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. If you're interested in getting involved with the conversation we're having today, the phone number is 952-946-6205. Email us at radio@mnatheist.org. Tweet us at Atheist Talk or leave us a message on the Facebook post for this episode over at facebook.com/atheisttalk. All right, Dave, I thought with this segment of the show, we should talk a bit about the upcoming national convention, where the convention is, and is it too late to get tickets?
It is not too late to get tickets, Maddie, and I am really excited about this convention. It's in Oklahoma City on Easter weekend this coming March, the end of March. It's March 29th to April 1st. And I got to tell you, Maddie, it's pretty exciting because this, a lot of people get on, they say, wow, this is going to be our best convention ever. but this actually might be our best convention ever. And I'm actually speaking quite literally now. American Atheist has been putting on conventions for a couple of decades now, maybe three, 4 decades now, actually. And we have put on some really fantastic ones. And over the past 7 years when I've been president, I've been pretty proud of the conventions that we put up. We put up the largest atheist conventions, the most fun atheist conventions in the country. But this year is turning out to be something a little on the lines of spectacular. And it's not an anniversary convention, and it's not a special year, and we're not celebrating anything particularly important, but our lineup is looking really spectacular. And, I'll just start off with the headliner. The headliner of our convention this year is Hugh Laurie from House and one of the most famous actors in the world. And we have been really thrilled that Mr. Laurie has come to us and is donating his time and is supporting us because he wants to. I had breakfast with him earlier this week. I had breakfast with Hugh Laurie earlier this week.
I am so jealous.
And I know, right? And I got to tell you, he is intelligent and eloquent and funny and charming, and he's real and he's genuine, and he's liberal, progressive, feminist, strong atheist. He's a good. He's really fantastic to be on our stage, and he's very, very loving and caring, too. He's got a very soft heart. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do with this particular convention is bring out the love, bring out the community, bring out the compassion that is the basis, again, of Firebrand Atheism. And he is going to fit right into that. So we're doing three important things for this convention. The first thing is our lineup is spectacular. Not just Hugh Laurie. We also got Barry Lynn from Americans United from the Separation of Church and State. We got Inna Shevchenko, the president of FEMIN from Europe, who is the leader of the topless jihadis. We've got Anthony Magnabosco. We've got Yvette Dr. Mom. We've got a very broad range of speakers, very broad range of ideas. And a lot of our speakers are new and outside the norm. We've got Mohammed Al-Qadr, who is the former president of the Jordanian Atheists that we are going to raise money for and help him to move to America because his life is in danger. We're going to be packing food for 25,000 families because their previous record in the area is 20,000 families from a local church. So we're going to up that, and we're going to feed the hungry with this convention. And we're going to have parties. We're going to have comedy. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have an after party for everybody who goes to the charity event. It's going to be a fun, happy, welcoming, all-inclusive, enveloping time. And, you know, a lot of people, Maddie, they go to a lot of your listeners have never been to an atheist convention. And a lot of your listeners have been to atheist conventions with maybe 100 people or 150 people. You've never been to an atheist convention if you haven't walked into a room between with 500, 700, 1,000 atheists. You've never had that experience. The sense of community is enveloping. It's enriching. It is amazing to feel, to walk into a room, not with a couple hundred, not with 100 or 200, but with several hundred or 1,000 atheists.
Yeah, and just that feeling of community.
It may be the best convention ever. Oh, and one more thing. So I've got this fantastic lineup. We've got this overriding theme of being welcoming and not being a butthead and being a nice person. You know, hearts plus brains minus buttheads is what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create a nice, really welcoming atmosphere. So that's two things. But the third thing is the pricing. And the pricing for the American Atheist National Convention is deliberately good, deliberately low this year. And we are keeping full price admission is the same price as it was last year. But if you can't afford our full price, just take the take a lower price on your word of honor, just honor system. If you can't afford it, if you honestly can't afford to come at the full price, pay a lower price and come. If you're a student or if you're an Oklahoma resident, the price for the whole weekend is $50.
Yeah, I saw that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and so we're trying to fill the seats. We're trying to have a great big convention. So we're doing this because we want to sell out. We're doing this because we want to create an atmosphere where we're bringing in the best of speakers, the best of attitudes, and we're trying to eliminate price as an issue. And so come. And that's going to yield a full convention. That's going to yield a very busy convention. It's going to be a lot of energy. We've got fantastic comedy coming from Leanne Lord and Andy Wood from Portlandia. We've got a lot. We've got a DJ who's going to be doing some dancing. There is a rumor of free alcohol. There's just a rumor of free alcohol.
Okay? Everybody in the studio just smiled. You lifted their spirits.
Yes, yeah, that kind of spirit. Those are the kind of spirits I can get into, right?
Exactly.
Because, you know, when I first came to the atheist movement back in 1996, I came for the issues, but I stayed for the people. The people in the atheist movement are awesome. Yes, of course, there are exceptions to the rule. But for the most part, atheists are awesome people. And when they come to these conventions, we have wonderful times. And we have, you know, you leave with your face sore from smiling too much. And did I mention Hugh Laurie is going to be live on stage?
He'll be in the house.
We actually have to go to another break.
So we return to our discussion with Dave Silverman, president of American Atheists, right after this brief commercial break. We will actually take a call when we get back from break two. This is Maddie Love, and you are listening to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Is it time to downsize, but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug with Hidden Edges Radio on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. My show touches people's hearts. I hear from Twin Cities listeners, and thanks to podcasts from listeners across the country, that the subjects I tackle, like our commonalities and our collective struggle to survive the human condition, really resonate. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 950. Maybe, just maybe, I'll touch your heart too.
Hi, it's Tom inviting you to the Blue State Ball VIP reception on Saturday, March 10th at the Blaisdell. VIP starts at 5:30, where you can meet and take selfies with me, Norman Goldman, and other AM 950 hosts. The reception is a hosted bar with butler passed hors d'oeuvres, great music from Paul Metza, and signed book giveaways. Then stick around for general admission at 7. So come mingle with me, Norman Goldman, and other AM 950 hosts during the Blue State Ball VIP reception. VIP tickets are at am950radio.com. I'll see you at the Blue State Ball.
Atheists, secular humanists, and free thinkers. Here you are listening to the Minnesota Atheists Talk Radio Show, Atheist Talk. We hope you are enjoying it. If having a frankly atheist perspective on the radio waves appeals to you, please consider making a contribution to our radio fund. Our contract came up for renewal, and we need your help if you want the program to stay on the air. That will make sure that you can continue to have opportunities to hear interesting speakers with non-religious perspectives, and you can call up and ask them questions too. Get the details on our website at minnesotaatheists.org, where you will find buttons to make it easy to make a secure donation through PayPal. Or, if you have a business and would like to reach an intelligent, progressive audience, please contact us through our website. That's minnesotaatheists.org. Or call us at 612-588-7031. If you are interested in us, we are interested in you.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 31, and tonight expect clear skies with a low around 15. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 38, and Tuesday partly sunny with another high of 38. Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is the Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe. Their menu features dishes ranging from vegetarian sandwiches to fresh burgers. Open Sunday through Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Wednesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come visit them at 2601 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF. I'm Maddie Love, and I'm on the phone with David Silverman, who is the president of American Atheists. Before we continue this conversation, which will be our final segment of the week, I wanted to thank our sponsors. All of us at Atheist Talk are asking for your help in keeping secular voices on the public airwaves and in podcast form. Atheist Talk is produced with funding from Minnesota Atheists and Cucumbers Restaurant in Edina. Please consider visiting our sponsors, and if you do, let them know that you appreciate their support of Atheist Talk. If you'd like to advertise in this program and help keep us on the air, please contact us at radio@mnatheists.org. This radio program is put together by dedicated volunteers and the generous donations of people like you. It's because of listeners like you that we're able to keep Atheist Talk on the radio and in podcast form. This week, we'd like to thank our newest patrons, Jeannie and Jackie. Thank you both for helping us make this radio show possible. If you're able to help with the donation, please consider doing so at our Radio Fund page, or for as little as $1 an episode, consider becoming a patron of the show by heading over to patreon.com/atheisttalk. Minnesota Atheists is a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. When we say we couldn't do the show without you, we really do mean it, and we really truly are grateful for all of your contributions. Music for Atheist Talk is by composer and member Brent Michael David. As always, check out the Minnesota Atheist website at mnatheist.org, where you can browse articles, book reviews, and the calendar of upcoming events. With that mischief managed, we can get back to the conversation with Dave Silverman, president of American Atheists. Thank you for sticking through all that, Dave.
My pleasure. I did want to get, you know, I started rambling about the convention, but I actually never got the website out. if you don't mind, I would like to tell people that you can buy tickets. You still can buy tickets at the American Atheist National Convention at atheists.org/convention2018. Atheists.org is where you can join American Atheists, and I hope you all do, because we need your support. And we don't have enough time, Maddie and I, to talk about all the things that we're doing. But please check out American Atheists at atheists.org and come to the convention and buy your cheap tickets and come to see Hugh Laurie live on stage at atheists.org/convention2018.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to that in our show notes as well, and then also on our Facebook and Twitter feeds.
Okay, great.
And I feel like, you know, we could probably talk every Sunday for a month and still not cover everything that American Atheists does. So.
I know, right? We haven't even talked about my book yet.
Well, we can get to, I will ask you about your book. Can I take a call from Dan from Hopkins?
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm a devout Christian, but I do listen to your show every so often on Sunday morning. And it's great to hear. It's good to hear your perspective. I guess what I find is that I think atheists are really miffed by religion, but it still does not explain away the infinite complexity of Earth and all of its infinite aspects. And it's, I guess what I'm saying is, I think that's where the problem is.
The gap
I find
is.
Atheism denies the obvious that there had to be a creator to create this infinite complexity, and religions are different ways to explain it. You may disagree with them, that's fine.
Can we
you
answer?
Cannot deny the infinite complexity of the earth, and that only a creator could not.
Hey, Dan, we are going to go ahead and answer your question with you offline if you want to listen on air.
Sure.
Cool.
Okay, so there's two problems with what the said, and thank you, caller, for calling. I appreciate it. There's two problems with that. The first is you heard the God of the Gaps theory. When the Neanderthals looked at the sky and they said, look, the sky is raining. We don't know how the rain comes. It must be a god. That is the God of the Gaps. And what we have today is, as we learn where the clouds come from, as we learn where the rain comes from, we learn, oh, no, it wasn't a god, it was physics. And we've learned that 100% of the time when we learn something, and as a result, God has gotten smaller and smaller. God lives in the gaps of our knowledge. And now God is in the place where, oh, well, where did the universe come from? How does this strong force work? There's a bunch of stuff in the universe that we still don't know. That is no more proof of a god than the rain coming down. The fact that we don't know something, the fact that we don't understand something, is not evidence for a supernatural entity. Okay, so any more than so the teleological argument, the cosmological argument, the argument for morality, the argument from design, all of that stuff, it's all I don't know, therefore God did it. That's one thing. The other part that he said, and you can hear the indoctrination here, you could hear that he said, okay, there's all this complexity, I don't know, but he didn't say, therefore, a God did it. He went all the way to say, therefore, my God did it, and it must have been my God. He didn't even question whether or not it could be Krishna or Zeus or Quetzalcoatl or Thor that did it. Of course, it's his mother and father's religion, his parents' religion, and that's indoctrination. So when we're talking about when we're talking about why atheism, we have to take a step back. We have to not let people say, well, it must be a prime mover, therefore my God, and not let them take that step. We must make sure that we understand that the amount of evidence actually supporting the existence of a supernatural entity in the world is zero. And if anyone can prove me wrong once on this, I will quit my job. Any ghost, any psychic, any miracle, anywhere ever, only once, let me test it, let me see it, and I will quit my job. And I put that in writing in my book. And I mean it, and I'm not afraid at all, because there is zero scientifically valid evidence for anything supernatural ever. Yes, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we don't know. And I certainly, I don't even know how the rain is actually made in the clouds. I don't know that science. I just know it's happening. I know scientists do it, and I know that people know it, and I know that we as a society understand how it's made. And I know that we as a society don't understand how the universe came to be. That none of it is evidence for a supernatural living entity. It's just evidence for the fact that we simply don't know. If you want to get something that proves if you want to walk on water or split an ocean or throw a stick down and turn it into a snake or heal the sick or raise from the dead or ascend into heaven or fly around in a flying horse, there's a whole bunch of miracles. Hey, show me a ghost, show me a psychic, let me do anything anywhere ever that shows me anything supernatural, I will quit my job. Until then,
all of the arguments for God, all of the arguments for any God, fall moot because they are all like the gentleman caller said. I don't know, therefore it must be a God. That's the exact same argument that the Neanderthals used when they didn't know where the rain came from, why the sun moved across the sky. And in the history of the world, the number of times when God did it has been proven right, where a God did it has been proven right, is zero. And if anyone anywhere can prove me wrong once, I will quit because I'd be wrong, and I don't want to be wrong. The thing is, I'm right, and the caller was wrong.
I could not. I can't disagree with anything you just said. I did want to mention your book is that, are you referring to as Fighting God, correct?
Yes, Fighting God. I just got off of a five country, three continent book tour, and we just came out in paperback. It's called Fighting God, an Atheist Manifesto for a Religious World. I've gotten good reviews for it, but the best review is not in the book. The best review I've gotten for Fighting God is that reading Fighting God is like getting stuck in an elevator with David Silverman for 7 hours.
That actually sounds like a pleasant, like the best type, you know, except for having to like go to the bathroom getting something to eat. That seems like a really fun time.
I mean, it is all me, and it is the stuff that I've been talking about on this show. That's what Fighting God is. And by the way, Fighting God is also numbers because I like facts and data, and I know how to use facts and data. I have a master's degree, I have an MBA, I know how to work numbers. And to show how and to use quantitative data from multiple independent sources. And I use data to show that American Atheists is single-handedly affecting the zeitgeist of this country. American Atheists is doing it. The firebrand atheist movement is changing this country. And I can show it, and I can prove it, or at least I can support it very strongly with independent quantitative data. So please check out Fighting God. It's on sale now. It's on paperback. It's on ebook. It's on audiobook, and it's still in hardcover if you can find it. You can buy signed copies at atheists.org.
Well, and you talk about, you know, how American Atheists is doing so much, how you're the firebrand of atheism. And I'm actually, it makes me think of like in my day-to-day life and my interactions, I come across so many atheists lately who are starting to be wary of using the label atheist, because of so many negative voices in the atheist community, not the firebrands, but like bigots that are starting to percolate up on like YouTube atheism and things like that. And that's what I love about like listening to you speak is, you know, you're that anti-theist, firebrand atheist, you know, no holds barred, just telling the truth. And yet you guys still have this big diverse tent where you welcome anybody and everybody. And
Anybody and everybody except the bigots themselves.
Right.
We're trying not to attract the bigots. Yes, you know, when you raise the awareness of an entire movement, I mean, we're 27% of the population. And yes, there are going to be some people in that population that are bigots. And, you know, I would love to say, oh, atheists aren't bigots, but you can be an atheist and a bigot. You can be an atheist and a terrible person. For the most part, we're not. For the most part, we're wonderful people, and those are the people that I love. However, as you raise the tide, all ships raise, and that includes the people that are less than friendly and less than effective and less than welcoming. And that's why the American Atheist Convention is taking a deliberate path away from that mentality. We're not going to put anybody up there who cheers for somebody being harassed. We're not going to put up anybody up there who is, you know, homophobic or anti-feminist or you know, bigoted. We're not going to do that. We will have a diverse group of people. And, you know, when I'm talking about a very small group of people that I'm just not inviting. I'm just not asking to come. And we're specifically saying we're not them. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have a diverse group of people. And it certainly doesn't mean that people who have expressed views that I really don't like in the past are unwelcome forever. Redemption is a thing. Coming back and realizing that you were wrong is a thing. And saying the wrong thing and regretting it is a thing. Even voting for Trump and regretting it is a thing. if there's regret, right? I mean, we have to allow redemption. We have to allow repentance. Otherwise, we'll just splinter on off infinitely. And we can't do that, but we do need to create an environment where everybody is accepted, where everybody is welcomed, where, you know, people of all shapes, sizes, and persuasions feel included. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what we're trying to create the American Atheist National Convention, a positive, welcoming atmosphere for everybody, except the people who don't want to be positive and welcoming.
That's awesome. And with that, I am actually going to have to start letting you go. We've only got about 30 seconds left in this show. We will put links to all of the convention in the show notes and our Facebook page, as well as links to your book and AmericanAtheist.org itself. So thank you, Dave. Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk.
Thank you very much, Maddie.
Thank you. I'm proud to be on the air with Minnesota Atheists and hope you've enjoyed the show. This show depends on generous support of our members, sponsors, and donors. All opinions of today's show are of guests and the host and do not necessarily represent those of Minnesota Atheists. This has been Atheist Talk on AM 950, KTNF, the progressive voice in Minnesota.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Ken Hagland of Minnesota Hospice inviting you to listen to our brand new show airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. The Minnesota Hospice Show looks forward to discussing how we honor life and to exploring the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional issues we experience throughout all stages of life. Learn how hospice is the new face of hope and how it's your benefit, your choice. Join us Saturdays at noon and check us out online at minnesotahospice.com.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe. I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Many who have dined at Cucumbers are of the opinion that our buffet has evolved from an older, more country-style buffet. They look at our 50-foot salad bar and can imagine a smaller ancestor with far fewer choices. An ancestor that didn't offer as many hot selections or have a bakery with fresh baked muffins and breads. Didn't offer homemade soups and lacked the fresh fruit and ice cream bar that Cucumbers customers have grown to love. But some will say, where are the transitional buffets? In addition, they look at everything that we offer and say that Cucumbers is irreducibly complex. If you were to move just one of our offerings, the entire buffet wouldn't function. Well, I would like to think that Cucumbers was intelligently designed, since I helped design it. But at the same time, it truly is an evolutionary step up the buffet ladder. And as always, if you bring in your atheist newsletter or church bulletin, you will receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
I've never met another atheist.
Sure you have. Non-believers make up 12% of the population.
Then where are they?
You can meet us at book clubs, pub crawls, discussion groups, movie nights, monthly meetings.
Okay, I get it. How am I going to keep track of all this?
Easy. Sign up for Minnesota Atheist Meetup Group and subscribe to AWE.
What's a meetup group?
Meetup is an online networking site that helps people build communities. We have over 700 members with at least two events every week.
And what is AWE?
It stands for Atheist Weekly Email. It comes out every Friday and lists everything that's going on.
How do I sign up?
Go to the Minnesota Atheists website, minnesotaatheists.org. On the left, click on the words Get Awe-Inspired.
And for the meetup?
Look for the red meetup badge on the right. Above it are the words Click Here to check out the meetup group.
I'm sold. Minnesota Atheists, Meetup, and AWE. What's that website again?
MinnesotaAtheists.org.
Hello and welcome to the American Atheist Viewpoint. I'm Nick Fish, National Program Director for American Atheists. Thank you as always for joining us. This week, after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, state legislators in Florida, in the Florida House of Representatives, passed a bill, HB 839, that would require every public school in Florida to display in a conspicuous place the state motto, In God We Trust. Obviously, In God We Trust is also the national motto. And this is part of a pattern of bills that we've been seeing getting passed in states all throughout the country, including in places like Arkansas, North Dakota, and a variety of others. These bills, as we've said and as we've repeatedly said, when they're passed or when they're enacted, have nothing to do with acknowledging the heritage of this country. It's about putting in place religion and injecting that sort of what the courts have called ceremonial deism into our nation's public schools. And there's a big difference between that being the motto and requiring that motto be displayed. So this is something that goes to not just free speech, but also obviously the sort of establishment clause issues here. And the free speech angle is something that's very interesting because public school teachers, a public school teacher who is an atheist or is non-religious or doesn't support this, could be compelled to engage in a sort of mandated speech by the government as agents of the government. And that really presents some interesting questions about whether these laws are constitutional. The question about how to challenge them is sort of the next step, obviously. And so if you're a person who is in these states that have enacted this, and so to be clear, Florida hasn't yet enacted this measure. It's only passed the House, and there's a companion bill in the Senate that uses identical language. So it could pass, but it hasn't yet. If you're a teacher in one of these places that's enacted this sort of rule, and again, my mind immediately goes to Arkansas, where they require the display of any donated plaques or durable displays, I think is what they call it, that have the American flag, the state flag, and In God We Trust. They're required to be displayed. Now, the law is poorly drafted and doesn't say anything about, is that all it can say? Could it say donated by such and such Baptist church? It doesn't, it's unclear. It doesn't say that. And churches have been lining up to donate these things. And the folks who advocate for these bills and the people who have volunteered to donate the displays for these have sort of betrayed the actual purpose of this. They've said that they want to bring God back into the conversation, that they want to remind people that we are a one nation under God, which the government is given wide amounts of deference by courts. The legislative branch is given a wide amount of deference by courts. But only that deference only extends to things that aren't farces, things that aren't where they're just lying about it. And in this case, it's pretty clear that, by saying we're putting these in schools to remind children that God is important, they're sort of betraying the actual reason here. And so it can't just be a sort of fake veneer of neutrality about, acknowledging the national motto when the sponsors of the bill flat out say it's about putting God into classrooms. And so if you're a teacher, if you're a person who, certainly as a parent in states or in a location where this is happening, but especially if you're a school administrator or you're a teacher, please get in touch with us. In order for us to pursue any sorts of legal challenges on these sorts of issues, you have to have standing, and standing is a harder thing to accomplish than you might think. It can't just be, well, this is clearly a violation of the Constitution, and so we're suing. You have to show that you're being harmed in some way. And so American Atheists can't just come into a community and say, hey, we have a problem with this. We have to have people who are being impacted by it. And the more diverse the collection of folks who are being harmed by this law, or by this government action, the better, because it's more likely to than not that our challenge will be allowed to continue on standing grounds, which is sort of the first hurdle to get over. And so having students is good, having parents is good, having teachers is even better, and having school administrators is even better, because that way we can sort of come at this question from a variety of angles and not just go at it from the Establishment Clause, but also from free speech and other types of things. So the more diverse the collection of people we have who are complaining about this and that take issue with this, the much stronger our case will be. Now, the Florida instance, or the Florida legislation that's working its way through, is of a sort of different, it has a different issue as well, and that's that this came just days after the school shooting in Parkland. And this comes the day after the Florida House opted to not even discuss ways that they could address gun violence and not even begin the debate on that. And so this is something where, you know, this is the epitome of thoughts and prayers. And the folks who introduced this bill said that this was a way of addressing school shootings, that reminding students that we are one nation under God would in some way prevent school shootings, which is asinine, which is ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin there. And you know, as I discussed last week and as we've all been discussing, and this is not even something that is just limited to atheists anymore. People are criticizing the notion of thoughts and prayers as the only response. And finally, right? I mean, this is the thing that we've been harping on for years, and now people are finally getting on board with that. And, you know, it's terrible that it takes this sort of tragedy for people to recognize that, but it's better late than never. And the fact that instead of even having a discussion about what to do about gun violence, they said, here's what we'll do. We'll declare pornography a public health crisis, which is true, and we'll pass a bill. By true, I mean, they did say that pornography is a public health crisis immediately after, not even debating whether gun control measures could be addressed. And then we'll pass a law or we'll pass a bill in the House saying that In God We Trust is will help protect or prevent school shootings. This is, you know, it defies logic, and it's ridiculous. And these are the people that were paying tax dollars to represent us in legislatures. And that is something that needs to be addressed. And thankfully, the students are doing something about it. And, you know, the type of activism that these students are engaging in and the type of activism that many of our groups are engaging in is very powerful. And while American Atheists obviously is not going to take a specific policy position on what measures of gun control would be better or worse or what would be appropriate, anytime that we can encourage civic engagement and we can encourage people to be active in their communities and in their politics as atheists and be visible, that's extremely powerful, because what it does is it shows that our community is part of the larger conversation. And that's what we want people to do. That's all the time I have for this week. Thank you, as always, for joining us. For more information about our work or to sign up for our national convention, which is coming up March 29th to April 1st, please visit www.atheists.org. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.